Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got good things lined up for you a little bit later. We're going to get into the 10 best states for road trips. Got that one lined up for you a little bit later. We got a couple other things to talk about. Local events going on. Some great stuff happening in McMillan this week. Mm-hmm. Our local kids theater going on and stuff. We want to talk about some of that. And, of course, we're going to be joined by Tom Heiser with our monthly veterans update in just a few.
Okay.
Right now, though, we, of course, feature a great segment every Monday at 10 o'clock. The Kitchen's Open, brought to us by Beth Habhager. Beth was nice enough to send us over a best of here. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into that, and we'll go to commercial break afterwards. Come back with Tom.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
On Mornings at WFHR. Tell me something
good. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kitchen's Open here on WFHR for this Monday, December 30th. It's that time of year to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new as we prepare to welcome 2025.
We have to get rid of everything. I am not ready for this. There are expiration dates all over the place that I was not prepared for.
Now, hold on, James. She doesn't mean literally throw everything out. Do you, Beth?
No. In fact, some things are great to take with us into the new year. Things like, say, bacon.
Bacon! Bacon! Did somebody say bacon? You are speaking my language.
I know, James. Today is, in fact, National Bacon Day.
What?
Yep, it's National Bacon Day. NationalDayCalendar.com tells us the day reminds us that bacon is not just for breakfast and encourages us to test out for various ways to enjoy this culinary marvel.
Yes, I did not have bacon for breakfast this morning, so I'm glad it's not just for bacon or for breakfast or double cheeseburgers, James. There are a ton of other ways that you can enjoy this tasty tidbit.
But before we get into the many ways we can incorporate bacon into our cooking and baking, let's define exactly what bacon is and what it is we're discussing. The official definition of bacon is a side of pig cured and smoked. That's according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. The history of bacon can be better understood by exploring the history of the world itself, or the word itself. Bacon comes from the same Proto-Germanic linguistic roots as the English word back. The word bacon started being used in the English language at some point during the 12th century. At that time, bacon meant all types of pork. Throughout the next 100 years or so, its definition narrowed to include only the strips of salty cured meat we're familiar with today. This is according to an article called For the Love of Bacon, History, Facts, and More by Daniel Cirque on the website justcook.butcherbox.com.
I finally heard the one thing that the guy would add to bacon, just going back to calling it bacon. How could you make bacon sound even more delicious calling it bacon?
Bacon,
oh,
yes.
That sounds so good.
It's interesting how the language has, you know, evolved like that, where bacon meant all types of pork, just like plum meant all types of fruit.
It really is fascinating. Yeah. Its history is just fascinating. The article goes on to state, humankind's love affair with bacon can be traced back to 1500 BCE, if not before. This is when the Chinese began to salt and cure pork belly. Like nearly all trends in the world, this salting and curing process traveled. It eventually gained popularity in other parts of the world, evolving as it was incorporated into different cultures.
Danielle goes on to share, the Greeks and Romans ate bacon, and as time progressed, this perfect pork product was enjoyed in England, France, Germany, and eventually the United States. Bacon traveled well and became a source of protein for the masses, due in part to the fact that its curing process meant no refrigeration was necessary. It reached the present-day United States in the mid-1500s when Hernando de Soto of Spain brought 13 domesticated pigs on his voyage to the North American continent. In 3 short years, the pig population jumped to nearly 700.
Whoa.
As we know, pigs can propagate quickly, and they turn wild quickly.
And as we know also, pigs can't fly. So we want to thank very much, at least I want to thank Hernando de Soto.
Yes.
Thank you, Hernando. Thank you. I think there's a lot to take from this great segment and everything. Please, let's not let that be lost on us. An immigrant came to this country and brought us bacon. Let's not lose sight of that, everybody. That is a beautiful thing. And where would human beings be without animals?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, whether it's such an interesting thing of how these things grow and how they come to a different part of the world, whether it's here in America or somewhere else, and you see the evolution of these things and how other cultures, hey, that's really cool. I'm just going to put my little spin on it here. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to add a little bit to it here.
I don't know if salt-cured cricket would be going over as well as a breakfast food, compared to bacon.
No.
But over the centuries, curing and cuts have changed. Daniel shares, the bacon we're used to eating in the U.S. is quite different than the salt-cured pork belly that originated in China. The type of sliced packaged bacon most people have had in their fridge was patented in 1924 by none other than Oscar Mayer.
Wow.
Thank you, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. And according to the National Day Calendar website, quote, the United States and Canada make bacon from the pork belly. Other countries around the world use the side of the back cuts of pork. That meat is cured in either a salt brine or a salt pack, and it is either dried, boiled, or smoked.
But bacon isn't just pork anymore. Meat from other animals can also be used. Daniel says, it's true, bacon has branched out to include more than just pork. Today, there are many options for those seeking alternatives, including turkey bacon, lamb bacon, called macon, and soy bacon.
So is that
bacon?
Bacon?
Nicely bad.
So if it's turkey bacon, should that be taken?
Oh, yes. Oh.
I think it's called tofurkey.
Tofurkey.
We actually use a lot of turkey bacon in our house because it's a little bit healthier. It doesn't have as much of the fat. So it's not as bad for your cholesterol. So it's
definitely doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't. But it still gives you that crisp and crunch that you want and that salty flavor.
Texture. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we use it a lot to substitute for bacon in different recipes and things like that. But there is nothing that compares to actual bacon. And if you're anything like my family, when all of us are together, meeting my sisters and their families, we go through at least 3 pounds of bacon in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that when Prince wrote, "Nothing compares to you," this is what he was talking about.
Well, if you actually go on to the National Day Calendar website, they have a map there that you can click on, and it will tell you the average price that each household in each state spends on bacon in a year.
Wow.
And it's amazing. None of it is under $50. According to that, every state households, the average is at least $50 for bacon per year.
Well, we saw everybody. You knew when the price rose on something because people were barking about it almost the very next day, if not the next hour. Not as much about bacon. Not as many people barking about. Like we all noticed the price went up, but not a lot of people were barking about it.
But you're still buying it.
Yep, still buying.
Absolutely. Why not? It's so delicious, right? So how should we celebrate this wonderful Bacon Day? Well, the National Day Calendar says the founders of Bacon Day encourage us to eat a variety of bacon while watching Kevin Bacon movies or movies with bacon in the title. That sounds like a fun thing to do.
It does, actually. Yeah.
They go on to say the other suggested traditions, such as bacon toasts and kissing under pork fat mistletoe, are mentioned as well. That doesn't sound as appealing.
No.
They also give their own suggestions, including trying a new recipe. So I'm actually going to do this for tomorrow. We're doing our own little New Year's Eve party with the boys at our house. So I found, and I've always enjoyed going other places and those bacon-wrapped smokies, those tiny little hot dogs or franks that you get. But
little smokies.
Yes, but I've never made them myself. So I found an easy recipe on allrecipes.com, which says all you need is a pound of sliced bacon cut into thirds, 1 14-ounce package of beef cocktail. They call them wieners. I don't like to say that word on the radio.
Except I just did.
So from now on, you're going to hear me say Franks. 3/4 cup brown sugar or to taste and toothpicks. So you're going to preheat your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a large rimmed That's important because the grease is going to be cooked out of this. Rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper or aluminum foil. You're going to wrap each of the cocktail franks with a piece of the bacon that you've already cut into thirds. So you can be cutting that bacon into thirds while the oven is preheating.
Unless you want extra bacon.
That's true. It depends on the ratio of dog to bacon you want. So there
Frank
you go.
To bacon.
Frank to bacon.
Frank to bacon.
So you're going to wrap each of those franks with a piece of bacon, secure it with the toothpaste, and then place that bacon-wrapped frank on
the toothpick, not toothpaste.
Thank
toothpick.
You. Yep. That could be a very interesting different flavor.
It would be a different flavor.
Yeah, yeah. So the toothpick is what you're going to put
I would have made that mistake.
through the bacon and the dog, and then you're going to place it on that prepared baking sheet. You're going to evenly sprinkle the brown sugar over the tops of the bacon-wrapped franks. Again, it's to taste. If you want it more sugary tasting, you use more. If you don't, you could also use maple syrup here. Mm. And then you would have your, with a little bit of that brown sugar, and then you'd have your maple bacon, you know, sugar bacon, yum. Sure. Then you're going to bake it in the preheated oven until those that bacon is crisp and that sugar is bubbly, and that's going to take about 40 minutes. So then you serve this immediately or place it in a slow cooker on low to keep them warm.
Nice.
Very good.
That sounds delicious. I love those.
Sounds so delicious that even a Jewish man like myself during Hanukkah will be eating bacon probably.
Well, it is a fried thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that you do indulge in.
Yeah, just keep that on the down low, okay? Just keep that between us, everybody.
Okay. Sorry, Mom.
That's a good way to blend the cultures, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
A wonderful way to do that.
And I have to say, if I have to pick one Kevin Bacon movie to watch, it's going to be The River Wild from 1994.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
I liked his, the 90s were kind of the top for me for Kevin Bacon movies.
Footloose is a classic. Mm-hmm. You got to watch that. But I would be more tempted this time of year to watch the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one. He was really good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done some really great work, but a lot of the work that I enjoy he's done is later in his career, and it's a lot of darker work.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you're better off saying the 80s Kevin Bacon.
80s, 90s. Yeah. The Stir of Echoes was a little darker, but.
Oh, that was a really good one, Melissa.
That was
nice.
A good one. Yeah.
That may be the one, actually. Because it's kind of borders in between that. And he's really, really good in that one. Oh, a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also did the voiceover in Balto in 90.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's good.
Well, and if you're looking for some other new recipes, you can go to delish.com and type in bacon recipes. There's one in there that sounds delicious that I might actually attempt sometime in the future. And you can make it in an air fryer, which is breakfast bombs. It includes scrambled eggs, crispy bacon, and cheese, and they are all stuffed into a biscuit that you make. So they look delicious.
That does sound good.
No wonder they call that site delish.com.
Yep. It's a good name. Right? It's a good name.
Right?
Aptly named.
Well, I am inclined to agree with the old adage, bacon makes everything better. And one thing that would make this segment better is a sponsor. Yeah. Let us know if you're interested. We'll not only highlight you during the episodes that you sponsor, but we'll also spend one episode speaking with you and to highlight your business and to highlight you in an article for our newsletter in the Kitchen's Open article.
Yeah, you will not find any other advertising opportunities like this one with the Kitchens Open, everybody. We encourage you to reach out to us if you're interested and just give us a call, 715-424-1300, and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the details.
And if you want to sign up for that newsletter that Beth mentioned, you can do so at our website, WFHR.com. It's right there on the homepage. And if you want to call to get a sponsorship, that number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got your host, James. We're joined by Melissa and Seth. And we're going to get into right now something we enjoy doing at the beginning of every month. We have a monthly veterans update, usually brought to us by our good friend, Mr. Tom Heiser, who's back with us this month. Good to see you, Tom.
Good morning. Thank you for the welcome back.
Yeah, it's always good to have you with us. Melissa, Tom has his headphones on, so he can hear you, just so you know.
Excellent.
Tom, let's go ahead, and I wouldn't keep you too long here, sir, although we do appreciate Tom's sense of humor. Had us laughing this morning. Well, we appreciate that, Tom.
No problem.
We'll get into your comedy set another time. I do want to press you on that, though, because Tom's a great comedian. But let's dive right in to July 7th here. Today, we have an event kicking things off.
Right. Today is a very, very busy day for us. We had the vet breakfast this morning, so that went over well.
Mm-hmm.
And today,
good to hear.
I'll clean up a short.
A little crumbs still from the breakfast. Shout out to Grace's Restaurant hosting that. Yeah.
Okay. Today is also Nonprofit Monday, and the VFW out at White Sands Miniature Golf out by Lake Wazicha. Every round that's played, the VFW gets a dollar, and we're very, very thankful that they're doing that for us, because it does help us. And it starts at 10:30 this morning till 8:00, so even if you're napping, you can still go out this afternoon and evening.
We were talking about summer activities earlier. I hadn't thought about mini golf's a fun summer activity. That's a good one, and you're doing it for a good cause,
right? And you can challenge somebody.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I have somebody coming out there, and I told them I was 3 over, but that's another issue. And tonight is also Military Monday at the Rafters game, and they're playing the Wood Chucks as at 6:35. And here's your favorite, Morning Joe and Doe, on Tuesday over in Stevens Point.
Yeah, and such a great name.
Wednesday is the Heroes Cafe, and then starts at 7:15 in the morning, before, you know, you're familiar with that time.
Yeah, Crossview Church will be hosting that one. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, too.
Okay, and also on Wednesday the 9th, American Legion Post 9 has their monthly meeting. And then on the 10th, the VVA Chapter 101 has their picnic meeting, where they're going to eat at 4, and the meeting's going to be at 5.
Oh, nice, nice.
So it brings a dish to pass.
Yeah.
Rudolph American Legion has their monthly meeting on the 10th also. On the 12th, there's VFW Brat Fry. We're at West Grand. Still going.
Yeah. Yeah, get those brats, everybody.
You have to eat.
For that. You got it. Yeah, it's going to taste even better. Yeah.
And on Thursday the 17th is the VFW 2534 post meeting starting at 6. And then on Monday the 21st is Military Monday Rafters game at Wooder Field. Let's see, Wednesday is the Heroes Cafe, and then also right after the Heroes Cafe is a big event. They're having the Wood County Veterans Expo, and they're having a lot of people. It's from 9 to noon. From Wood County, they're having Veteran Service Care Coordinator from Marshfield, the Wood County Human Services, Edgewater Haven Nursing Home, because some of us are getting to be that age. Department of Veteran Services, Outreach and Recovery Program, Never Forgotten Honor Flight, just a few of them. And they've got Women's Health coming from TOMA, Community Care, Caregiver Support. They're looking a lot towards mental health issues, you know, things like that, because it's, you know, very big. So not only for veterans, but the spouses should be there.
Thank you, Tom. About a week or two ago, lost my Uncle Tim, who was a Vietnam veteran. He went through some stuff and in his time, and was in a lot of pain towards the end there. When he passed, my aunt, who was just going through some stuff, one of her first thoughts and first fears was of benefits and some of these things, and will they continue, and some of that stuff, and the unknown that was there. Then the mental health started to come. There's so many things that can happen for the spouse of veterans. We don't think about them nearly enough. Veterans do, but I mean, us as a society, we don't enough. It's great to, whenever we can bring attention to these things, we can have abilities, or let them, even knowing that there's resources available. Like my aunt's one of the most intelligent people I know, and she wasn't even informed on some of these things and stuff. So I appreciate you covering that, Tom.
Exactly, because quite often too, the spouse will go there and say, "Did you know you're eligible for this? Did you know you're eligible for that?"
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, when somebody passes, there's a lot of variables that come to play in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was their rating beforehand? Because some benefits could continue.
Right, right. And you're so right about this. People don't always know about that stuff. This expo is a great opportunity for people to get that information and get it early, you know, hopefully long before you need it or anything.
Right. You know, one of the things, a will. you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great one. That's a great one, too. We'll be talking about this as leading up to the 23rd.
Okay, and then on the 25th is the last Military Monday Raptors game, and it's against the Green Bay Rockers. For history, on the 27th, the Korean War Armistice was signed in 1953.
Wow.
But there's still people there.
Mm-hmm.
On July 28th, World War I began in 1914. On July 30th, the Navy Waves were established in 1942.
Wow. The that's a cool
version.
One.
Huh. And going into August, there's a big event out at the BMX track, and we're having a pancake breakfast starting at 7 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
So it's going to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, then you don't have to cook.
Yes. Bikes and pancakes, by the way, go really good together. As a former teenager riding on my BMX around here, I'll tell you. Really go really good.
And then on the 4th is a pancake breakfast, or is a breakfast at Grace's. Mm-hmm. And then on August 12th, we're working with Culver's here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we have Culver's night from 4 to 8. And we get a percentage of all meals that go through the line, and it's just a fantastic working relationship we have with them. They're a good organization and good management.
I like to say this any chance I get. You know, if you got a Culver's in your area, you got one that's putting into the community. They do that everywhere. We appreciate them so much, and this is one of our favorite things that they do. Do you think any of our vets will be down there? I know that sometimes you guys like to be down there and saying hi and everything, and that's always cool to run into you guys down there.
We will be the greeters. Open the door and greeting all the people that come there, and it's really nice. It's good cooperation, and people, you know, thank you for doing this, thank you for doing that, and we really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You get to see some people you haven't seen in a few months.
Yeah, that's cool. And the only thing better than Culver's is knowing that you're getting Culver's for a good cause. That's pretty cool.
Very community orientated.
Tom, before I let you go, did want to remind everybody about Mobility for Vets Wheelchair Shop that is available every Wednesday.
Right. And also, if you look it up on the internet or whatever, but you can call 715-281-1675. And I've spoken to some of the vets that go down there. They have a lot of equipment, whether it be a walker, a cane, a wheelchair, mobile wheelchairs, available at very, very reasonable prices. And just, you know, give them a call or, you know, look it up on the internet. It's, like I say, Mobility for Vets Wheelchair Shop. And then go from there.
And, of course, if there's any information you need again or need us to get for you, let us know. Reach out to us here at the studio. We'll be able to hook you up with that, help out with that. Otherwise, Tom, if they want to reach you, how can they do that?
The best number to call, 715-600-0401. And you'll get our commander, Sean Plant, who was here last month, and talk to him. As a matter of fact, in a little while, I got to go out, and he challenged me to golf.
You got to let us know how that turns out.
I told him to bring his caddy because there is a water hazard.
Tom, it is always awesome hanging out with you. We appreciate you. Say hi to everybody over there for us, and we'll talk again next month.
Okay, and thank you very much for having us in here. It really helps get the word out.
We'll talk soon. You take care.
Thanks, Tom.
We will be back with more show coming up, everybody, here the morning show at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Almost said the wrong show. Almost did.
Fair.
Don't tell the audience. Don't let them know. Me hear the end of it. Because I've never done that before.
You've never made a mistake on air, James, ever.
No. Perfect. Perfection is what I bring to the table. That's my thing. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about summer activities and everything. We got to experience some of them already this hour. We love our segment, The Kitchen's Open with Beth, and getting to talk with Tom Heiser in a monthly Veterans Update.
Right.
And what about road tripping? road tripping.
Yes, road trip.
Love road trips. Love road trip. No more than in the summer. It's the best time, of course. Windows down, music blasting. You know, it's all those things. And then there's family road tripping too. That can be just as much fun and all that. But an annual study on the best states for a summer road trip just came out.
Okay.
And Delaware, America's first state, ranked last.
What?
And I feel bad for Delaware. Now, I will admit, no matter what state finished last, I would feel bad for them.
Right.
I don't know a whole lot about Delaware other than I want to go there now. This made me want to go there. Really, like, I don't know if I've ever felt that, to be honest with everybody. Right. Again, it's nothing against Delaware. Just, you know, out of our 50 states, I haven't thought a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I read
there's
that.
A lot to choose from.
Yeah, that's very true.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. And I read that. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I want to go to Delaware. It sounds like the flights might be cheap. This isn't super shocking. It's so small that, a lot of people drive across it, drive through it to get to other states.
And right.
There's crossview city or crossover cities and states and all that they talk about. The study looked at 32 different factors in three categories: costs, safety, and how many attractions or activities there are, like national parks, amusement parks, beaches, lakes, scenic drives, that sort of thing. According to the results, the best state for a summer road trip this year is Minnesota.
First again. I'm telling you,
it's usually at the top of this list.
Around the good stuff, they tend to be towards the top. It's true.
Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Utah, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Texas, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania ranked in the top 10.
All very nice states to drive through.
No complaints with any of those.
Really.
I was a little surprised to see Utah and Idaho on there, but I've heard, people, they're very beautiful.
The mountains, and there's some really cool natural formations around there. Mm. The Craters of the Moon Park in Idaho is amazing. It's one of the most cool things I've ever seen.
That sounds like it.
It does literally look like Craters of the Moon. It's really wild.
Louisiana is the cheapest road trip state.
Mm.
Idaho is the safest, and California has the most stuff to do.
Well, because it's huge.
Lots of big cities, yeah.
If you're wondering, the least safe states for road trips are New Mexico, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
New Mexico, because it's so barren.
There's not a lot of
long stretches, but not a lot on them.
That could be dangerous.
Tennessee has certainly got two major cities in the state, and you got a lot of traffic, a lot of that. South Carolina threw me.
I've driven through South Carolina many, many times, and I can't say through personal experience I've ever had any issues, but so I don't know.
Yeah. I spent a bit of my youth there and everything. I don't know. I don't remember anything. And the states with the least stuff to do are Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
Yeah. They're all very small states, too.
Yeah.
That should be noted.
They are small.
Right? Yeah.
But hey, I just looked it up, and Delaware has signature dishes, including blue crabs.
Yes.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
The Bobby sandwich.
Mm.
And popular foods include slippery dumplings. Thrasher's French fries.
Ooh.
And Delaware crab cakes.
Okay.
Plus, it has miles of beautiful family-friendly beaches along the Atlantic coast. What more could you want?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Delaware, kind of a forgotten state, you know.
Bet you there's some historic things there, too.
Well, Wilmington, the capital, right? Is that right? Is it Wilmington that's the capital? No, it's Dover is the capital,
Dover.
I believe. But Wilmington is the big city in Delaware, and I know that's a very historic city, so I'm sure they got lots of stuff there. Yeah.
Mm. I thought you said Worthington for a second. It just threw me.
Well, maybe that's the reason why Minnesota's number one. It's because of Worthington.
Speaking of the top 10, right outside the top 10 at number 11, Wisconsin.
As it should be. I agree.
Of course.
Wisconsin's a nice state to travel through, too. I agree.
I love our state. I think it's beautiful.
I don't care if I'm just going to the town over. I love traveling in this state.
Yes.
I will admit there is a lot of nostalgia involved in it for me.
Yes.
especially if I'm going anywhere south of here. I just enjoy the travel. Up north, it's so beautiful. I mean, even just going to Point, I enjoy the road.
Right.
I enjoy the trip there.
One of my favorite drives of all time is Highway 53. Going from Eau Claire up to Superior, that is an amazing route. I mean, the scenery
there is one beautiful stretch on there that it's like just like a tunnel of trees. I love it every time I get to that spot.
I know that stretch you're talking about, and in the fall, that stretch, I could
just... Yeah, because you come at it from the you're at the top of a hill and you look down into it. It's so pretty.
I feel like I could just, like, okay, we're taking a road trip, but we're literally, it's just for the drive. Like, we're going
we're not going anywhere.
We'll get out, we'll go to the restroom, and then we're going right back. We're going right back. And you'd have a good trip. You'd have a good trip.
Yeah, you would. It would be absolutely wonderful.
Fun trip still. That's
good. And just, you know, because Delaware is at the bottom of this list, I feel like I need to call a little bit more attention to it. Do you know what their official state dessert is, Seth?
I do not.
Peach pie.
Not bad.
Ooh.
Not bad.
And do you know what the Bobby sandwich is?
That I was curious about that. Yeah. I wanted to know.
There's a slippery one, too.
It's a
slippery dumpling.
It's a Thanksgiving-inspired sandwich featuring turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce. I would eat that.
Yes.
Like,
that sounds delicious.
That does sound pretty good.
Now we have a name for it, though.
Yes, the Bobby.
The Bobby sandwich,
It's Bobby with an IE.
Okay.
Oh.
And the slippery dumplings are a type of flat square dumpling often served with chicken in a stew.
Flat square dumplings. I have never seen those.
Never heard of that.
They're not filled, I would guess. Then.
They're just kind of,
They're more like, how we put dumplings in soup. They just roll it out and make them flat and square as opposed to drop them in.
I knew about the blue crab. I knew Delaware was famous for that because they're right on the ocean. So that that's for me, that's a reason to go. I love crab.
I loved being in California in part because it was all exciting to me. There was always, even in boring cities, it wasn't boring to me or whatever. I enjoyed it so much of that. Do you guys have a state outside of Wisconsin you like traveling in, you like being around in? I imagine, Seth, Minnesota's got to be up there for you, even though you've traveled in it probably more than any other state.
Minnesota's great. The northwestern part of Minnesota is one of those heavily wooded areas that also is a fantastic drive up there. If you want to do that, even up towards the Canadian border, the northern part of Minnesota is very cool as well. That's a very scenic area.
So many
area.
Trees.
Anywhere around if you're traveling around the Great Lakes, you get some amazing vistas.
Yeah.
The north, just because I did it last year, the north shore of Lake Superior in Minnesota has the cliffs. And it's a remarkably gorgeous area just to sit and look at things.
And it's close to home. But
it is.
A couple that I like that are similar to that but different, the Oregon and Washington coasts out there.
Oh, I can't imagine.
On the west coast of the ocean, those are pretty. And I was surprised at how much I liked Arizona.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I think I could piggyback off of that, Melissa, because I've been in Texas a handful of times, and every time, you travel to get to one place to the other and everything, and I would have never thought this, but I liked it, road tripping in Texas.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was such a different environment that I'd ever been in, and I just really liked that part of it. That was fun, and I wouldn't have expected that.
Well, and Texas is so huge. They've got
there's so many different parts,
Because even Arizona, from the north to the south, they're completely different.
I
wouldn't have known. Areas. Oh, yeah, because the south is very desert. The north is more green. And
I have only been to the southwest once, and that was when I was like 14 years old to New Mexico. But I do have fond memories of that because that whole area, you're right, the whole painted desert kind of thing is really cool. That's very cool vistas as well.
We will have our, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. Where do you like to road trip? Where do you want to road trip? Is there somewhere you haven't gotten to road trip that you would like to? I would love to check out the East Coast.
Yep.
I want to see our oldest parts of our country and just check out the East Coast, period, anywhere. I mean, everywhere from New York to Maine to all the above, including Delaware. I would like to see Delaware.
Throw Delaware in there.
we'll get into more of an entertainment segment tomorrow, but I did want to make a note. Joining us a little bit later today in Rapids Report, we're going to have some of the cast members from the coming up the teen summer production of West Side Story.
All right.
Directed by Susan Becker. It's going to be coming up this week. July 10th is opening day.
It is.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about that. You can make plans for that at wrctheater.org. Get on over there right now. Get your tickets. Get all set and ready to go and support these kids, support this show, and enjoy one of the great ones that you're going to see. It's a great play.
It's a beautiful show.
school edition of the play, which it is. I actually kind of like in some ways a little bit more. and I feel like it gets actually to the essence of what they wanted in this show when they first came out, when it was first being done and everything. And I think kids get this show better than adults do. In part because
something to that.
I mean, it's supposed to be made up of teenagers, you know?
Right.
Not like any production we've ever seen on the big screen has really ever done that, but that's what this is supposed to be. So I really feel like this is a show that kids get better than adults, and there is no such thing as a bad kids show. It's it's impossible. There is no bad kids theater. You are going to enjoy your show. I can guarantee that.
Okay. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it.
No. It's not just because
I have three small scenes. That's
Seth. Ooh, I didn't know you were in it. Seth.
Yes, I am. Someone's got to play the cop, so I'm one of the cops in there. So,
I love that.
But this is definitely much more. The kids are doing a fantastic job. So please come and see it because they're doing great.
Listen for the new Rapids report a little bit later today, featuring them in the cast of West Side Story and such. And of course, make plans to check out this show July 10th coming up. July 10th, right around the corner.
Man, that's not far away.
No, it's not.
Get to wrctheater.org and get those tickets, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up the show coming up, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Time to wrap up the show, Monday edition of The Morning Show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. I want to send a shout-out to Beth setting up that best of for us for The Kitchen's Open. Have another edition for you next Monday.
Yeah, indeed.
Tom Heiser joining with our monthly Veterans Update. That was great. Appreciate Tom being
always,
here for that
always
and everything.
Appreciate him. Yep.
And we're going to dive into some good stories of the day and our schedule.
James,
yeah.
Before you dive into the good stories, I have a good story to share and a surprise guest you guys didn't know was here but was with us for the whole show. I have my new pigeon.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How about that?
I didn't want to put you on the spot with it, but thank you for sharing. No. Oh, that's such good news.
And I've actually been in my kitchen dining room area here, which is why you may have heard my neighbor's dogs, Dottie and Dexter, barking in the background.
It's like your pigeon sounds like a dog, Melissa. What's going on there now?
I think you might have gotten a malfunctioning pigeon, Melissa.
Well, and I also have given them a name. I guess pigeons are very hard to gender, so we don't know the gender of this pigeon. So, you know, that they came with the name Paint Bucket. So I wanted something artistically inspired, and so their name is Leonardo Luis Paint Bucket. And their nickname is Lilu.
Lilu.
Nice. Lilu, yep.
Lilu Paint Bucket. I love it.
I'm so happy for you. That's fantastic. You know,
they've been hiding all morning underneath their perch, but they're getting a little more comfortable. They're preening and they're eating and pooping. So I guess those are all things that stressed birds wouldn't do. So we're good.
Okay. Excellent.
A lot of people may not know this with her many. It's understandable. She's got quite the skill set, Melissa, but she's also an architect. She built quite the construction for Bucket at Paint Bucket.
Lilu has a pigeon palace.
It's fantastic.
A pigeon palace.
I will send you pictures.
I need to retire from radio now.
We've covered it all. We've heard it all. And we're looking forward to hearing more about
this. Maybe I'll
even
post a picture on our Facebook pages. So that
that would be fun.
That'd
be fun.
Listeners can meet Lilu as well.
Doing the pigeon.
Looking forward to many adventures and hearing about them here. That's great, Melissa. Thanks
Absolutely.
For sharing that. Really do appreciate you sharing that.
I'm excited they're here.
We got a great lineup for you today. Join us. Starting, I would say, anytime after noon, you can catch the Rapids Report newest editions. It's streaming on WFHR.com. Find it over there, everybody. Of course, wherever you get your podcast, you can catch it. And we want you to spread the word about it, especially when we got amazing guests like we do today. And we're going to be talking with some of the cast from West Side Story, from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's youth production, their teen summer production.
Yes, excellent.
Looking forward to getting into that. I peeked out into our green room, and it looks like we do have quite the cast out there. So we're going to have some fun with this
good.
One today.
All right.
Looking forward to that. And of course, a little bit later today, we'll have Playmakers for you. I'll be here. I think it's just me today. Just a solo show.
Oh.
But I will be joined, I believe, at 4:30. Mid-State's roller derby team is going to be calling in.
Oh,
we'll be
nice.
Talking with them a little bit.
Excellent. us.
We got plenty of stuff over the sports weekend to get into during Playmakers today from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Nature Foods for sponsoring it.
Excellent.
Get your sports takes and feelings ready and call in today between 4 and 5 on 105.5. We look forward to it. Rafter baseball tonight, as Tom was talking about earlier, it's Military Monday.
Yep.
And what a perfect one when we host our rivals, the Wausau Woodchucks, 6:20. Our pregame will start right here at WFHR.
Yeah, I gotta take the split the series after that loss yesterday, so they gotta make it up. Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to let everybody know that there is a blood drive opportunity happening tomorrow over at Grace's Lutheran Church at 1531 Whitrock Avenue from 1 to 5:30. Attend that if you can. We appreciate all that are. And certainly, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, too.
Yes.
And I wanted to remind everybody as well, Seth, we got a great, our city band is up to some
fun
tomorrow.
The city band is continuing to play. By the way, got to hear them on the 4th of July. Mm. They did an amazing job. I want to know who the piccolo player was.
Oh,
because they were amazing on a couple. They get a couple of Sousa marches and everything. It was really cool. Well,
on those in particular, that stands out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, piccolo is such a cool instrument.
It is. Their next concert is coming up tomorrow, everyone. It's concert number 4 at Robinson Park, their normal stomping grounds there. The concert starts at about 7:30, so head on down there. We got a couple, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 more shows after that, so plenty of opportunities to check out the band, everyone. This has been going. This band has been in performance for over 160 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is an amazing number. And let's support them. Let's go out there and support them, everyone, because we want to keep you in for another 160. It's amazing. And they do such a fantastic job. Go appreciate them.
Our friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce have their Gather by the Bandshell going on tomorrow. This will be sponsored by our friends at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa and Mid-State Tech. They're going to have food from the Pig Pen. And the Great Duology is going to be
They're awesome.
We love that band. We love them.
They're good.
From 5:30 to 7, head on over to the Rome Town Center and enjoy this great one, this wonderful event, and make sure to attend these when you can, because the more the people they attend, the more the chamber knows what you guys like and what you want to see and stuff. It's a great event and a great way to buy local, support local. Speaking of supporting local, we love supporting our local causes and local events, and you guys have something going on over at the Moravian Church.
Of course we do. We're still collecting books, everybody, for the fall book sale, and I do want to remind everyone that all the proceeds to that go to Mid-State Scholarships. This was started by another group a couple of years ago, and when that group disbanded, the church decided to take it over for them because they realized it was a very good community event, especially what the money goes to. So drop off your books over at 310 First Avenue South. It's on the parking lot just off of Goggins by the glass doors. Clear out those shelves and bring them in before September 15th. That is the deadline for that. The book sale, of course, will be taking place this fall on October 9th through the 11th. And we're, of course, always looking forward to when that comes around every year.
Our friends at McMillan Library have a bunch of great events going on all summer long. This week in particular, tomorrow at 10 a.m. there's baby story time in the children's area. They're gonna have their summer reading program going on, and then tomorrow at 6:30 in their all-purpose room, the effects of foreign aid on international relations. That's an interesting one. Check that out. And other great stuff going on as well throughout the week. Coming up on the 10th, they're gonna have a concert featuring Central Wisconsin songwriter genius L.J. Booth and the amazing Chris Koish. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, free concert.
Yes. And later on in the month, old friend here at WFHR, Ron McKay, going to be presenting a mix of original and traditional songs on July 24th.
And I do want to know, further on down the line, I think it's in either August or September, John Gorka is going to be in Wisconsin Rapids.
That's amazing.
And anyone who knows folk music, he is an amazing artist, and I'm looking forward to that one. I hope I can go to that, because he's really cool.
Yeah, me
cool.
too. Yeah. August 28th.
August 28th. Okay, very cool.
Join them as they build community through music over there at McMillan. Big shout out to our friends at McMillan Library doing this. You can find out more about these events and others at McMillanLibrary.org, McMillanLibrary.org. Cops and firefighters in Detroit are praising four brothers who saved two toddlers that got out onto the roof of a house. Two of the brothers saw them up there and went and got their two older brothers who climbed a ladder. It turned out the toddlers had gotten out through an open window. They're both okay, of course. Also a marvel in this story that the two younger brothers actually took the time to go get their older brothers. That's not something younger siblings usually do.
No.
They usually just go right ahead.
That's right. That was smart. Quick thinking. quick and good thinking. Yes.
Very thankful. Calling the troops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very thankful everybody was okay in that one. Mm-hmm. And police officers in Arizona found a 5-year-old boy who wandered off into the desert chasing after his dog last month. Mm. They released the chest cam footage from the cop who found him. They saw the they say the dog never left the kid's side.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was there the whole time.
Wow.
And I know this is very moving to all of us, especially Melissa.
That was Lilu.
Yes, I figured that's what that was.
That's what we thought. Yep. I wanted
another party heard from.
I wanted to say it, but I wasn't sure which one of you it was, Melissa. That's great. And a woman
they had to make their presence known.
Nice.
I love it. A woman on TikTok got her wedding ring back 20 years after it went missing.
Mm.
She thought there was a chance it fell down under a bathroom cabinet, so she filmed the cabinet being removed during a recent renovation, and there it was.
Sure enough, there it was. Oh,
so not only did she get her ring back, but everybody over the last 20 years, she's been telling you, I'm telling you, it's right behind there. She was right.
She was right. Even better.
Vindication.
I would go on a tour of this where I'm touring, going around to people.
Yeah, I was right.
If we haven't talked in 20 years, I'm calling you up to tell you, hey, you remember when I found it. Great show today, you two.
You too, man.
Yeah, be good to each other. Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.